This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the only holster I wear. It's because whether it's outside or inside the waistband, which they cover both needs, it works, and it works completely indestructible, and because of the fact that they partner up with all of these people and make such a great matchup possible with certain things that are out there, and because of their lifetime warranty. Their lifetime warranty goes a long way. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Joining me now, it's been a bit since he's been with me, but coming from bearingarms.com is that fine connoisseur of gun belts, which I now get to be a member of that club along with him. Bob Owens, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Now, today we can actually talk about our affinity for the Mean Gene leather belt if you want to later on as we go along. But you have made a statement out there that I have been very concerned about for a long time as I've been considering it. And now that you, and I consider you to be the epitome of tempered statements in some cases when it comes to some political matters, as far as you don't really want to incite anybody, right?
Of course not.
Okay. So we had this Second Circuit decision, Second Circuit Court of Appeals, where they've decided the SAFE Act is constitutional. And its next course of action is going to be going before the Supreme Court, of course. And I have said, and now you have agreed with me, that one, if the Supreme Court does not hear it and lets it stand, or if the Supreme Court hears it and lets it stand, we now have entered a very dark period, which is probably going to lead to a civil war.
I think that is a very fair assessment of what happens if you understand the Second Amendment, which I'm hoping that most of our listeners do.
Well, feel free to hit the high points if you want to.
Absolutely. You know, the Second Amendment was written by insurrectionists that had just overthrown a tyrannical government. It is the right of rebellion. It exists for no other reason. It's not about duck hunting. It's not even about protecting yourself from muggers. The Second Amendment is about overthrowing the government. That was the only reason it was created, so that in the future, at some point from the time this was written and ratified in 1791, the founders were concerned that government, as government always does, would become tyrannical. They wanted to ensure that the citizenry would have sufficient arms, military-grade arms, and ammunition to be a counterweight to a federalized government. It's that simple.
Yep.
When you sit here and the government says, well, you can't have these guns because they are too much like what our military uses, they are too good at what the founders wanted us to do. If a court says that that's improper, then the court itself is invalid. It's that simple.
Right. Now, this is primarily concerning the SAFE Act. Do you think this would, I mean, they still have the logistical issues in New York and in Connecticut. They have this logistical issue where they've got this mass defiance going on. I mean, mass. where it's
85% of,
yeah, in, 85 to mid-90s in New York, 85 in Connecticut, where they said, no, we're not going to register guns that were ex post facto into what you say it is.
Mm-hmm. I've been to New York recently. I've seen some really cool AR-15s in New York recently.
Oh, yeah?
They're not turning them in. They're not even thinking about it. 95% of New Yorkers told Andrew Cuomo to get stuffed, and there are more than 1 million firearms that should have been registered that New Yorkers basically said, come and try to find them, and good luck if you do.
What about law enforcement in New York? Now, I know there's some there. Some of the sheriffs don't really want to enforce it.
Most of the sheriffs don't want to enforce it. Most of the police officers that I know in New York have no desire to enforce it whatsoever, because they know that this law does not affect real criminals. This law was squarely targeted at law-abiding citizens and was meant to tip the balance of power towards a tyrannical government. It exists for no other reason.
Now, the good news in this would have to be that if it comes to that, which I don't see New York or Connecticut getting it. Now that this has been upheld, I don't see Cuomo saying, now let's go after those scoff laws, because he still doesn't have anybody to plate up and kick in doors yet.
and that's not likely to change.
Funny.
And that's funny, because that actually came very close to happening in Connecticut. Daniel Malloy and the Connecticut State Police, you know, sounded off saying, oh, we're coming for you. And one of Connecticut's gun owners associations said, bring it, punk. And all of a sudden, they started developing the ability to do math. And that math was, there's 5,000 state police in Connecticut and 200,000 gun owners we have to go after. Maybe we better reconsider this.
Well, you know, given what happened at the Bundy Ranch, do you think that would be constrained completely to Connecticut?
Oh, no. You know, we're talking what happened in blue states was bad. Can you imagine them trying to pull this in Texas? Or North Carolina, or Nevada, or Florida. It ain't happening, Jack.
No, but I mean, here's the thing that I've been thinking. They're not going to take down the internet. They don't have the liberals don't have the military thought process where they get out there and start looking at all the other stuff that aids and abets the insurrectionists. So they would leave that up. So a bunch of cops are going to go to some place in Connecticut or New York, surround some house of some guy that's like me, you know, in his mid-50s, best days behind him, owns guns, shoots guns, loves guns, and he's going to say, no, you can't have my guns, and then he's going to die in a hail of gunfire, and somebody's going to use the most common phone or the most common camera in the world today, the iPhone, and that's getting posted on the interwebs. And then that's sort of like one of those moments where what we think might happen could be on, isn't it?
Exactly, and as a matter of fact, one of my writers, Mike McDaniel, who is a former police firearms instructor and SWAT cop himself, wrote a post pretty much laying out that exact scenario where if they do try to enforce this sort of stuff, one of these days they're going to have a Waco or Ruby Ridge moment at a time where everybody has cameras. And if you think that there are protests now because some punk criminal got shot shooting at police, wait till you see what happens when a law-abiding gun owner is attacked by his own government on camera. You're going to see a overnight rebellion taking place, and it won't be pretty. And it really stinks that the government is backing law-abiding constitutional citizens into a corner like this. And it's not even the whole government. It is the left wing of the Democrat Party that is pushing us into this corner.
I want to get into the mechanics of what you think would happen, because I like the way you were talking the other day about them. We got about 15 seconds left. How do people find you and what you do?
Absolutely. You can find me on the interwebs at bearingarms.com and on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters. And that is 2ND Amendment Supporters.
We're going to be right back. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-307. Hang on, 877-34s. I've just forgotten the phone number. What is it? Type it up there for me. Don't worry about it. We're talking anyway. We don't need to be interrupted. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. You know, it was either the, started with just the holsters and the ammunition carriers. Then it became the DC-3 line when they sort of hooked up with Travis Haley. Then it became Scorpion line, which was a complete reimagination of Kydex as it sits today. Then it became the Contact Series. The Contact Series is a work of art. Check it out at tacticalholsters.com. That call number is 877-317-6432. I've only said it about 1,000,006 times. This is bad. This is really bad. The dementia is on its way. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Now, Bob, you saw, you're in the chat room, right?
Absolutely.
So you see the questions being asked. How come this didn't happen during Katrina? How come it didn't happen in actually Watertown, which is where it happened in Boston, Watertown? How come if you and I are looking out there sort of nervously at this kind of thing, how come it didn't happen in those instances, do you think? I've got my own opinions. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about completely different situations here. This, you know, in Katrina, we were talking about widespread rioting and looting, and people did not really understand what was going on until well after the fact. In Boston, Boston was a train wreck. The local SWAT teams fired 1,000 rounds connected with everything except the bad guys. They shot up dozens of cars, homes, boats, and hit 2 terrorists. Didn't kill either one of them. The older Sarneo brother was killed when the younger Sarneo brother ran over them, and the other one surrendered. Boston is a neutered city. Let's go ahead and put it out there.
Yep.
They have no sense of self-preservation up there, way beyond the blue wall of stupidity. And, you know, they're not going to do anything to defend themselves. They saw this as nothing more or less than, oh, go get the terrorists, go ahead and stomp all over our rights. The people up there were not about to rise up in that scenario. They thought that the government, while overbearing, was something that they were conditioned to accept.
Isn't gun ownership in Massachusetts down about 82% overall?
I have no idea.
I believe it is.
Massachusetts, it's, you know, everybody I know enjoys firearms has left that state or is in the process of leaving.
Right.
If you talk confiscation of lawful firearms from, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. That's no longer going after terrorists. That's no longer going after looters. Yeah, this is going after your neighbor down the street, your grandpa, your uncle, your cousin. All of a sudden, John Q. Public gets much more interested in what's going on and much less tolerant of government force being used. So it's going to be interesting, and let's hope that it doesn't come to that. Nobody who understands the horrors of the Civil War, who has seen this stuff play out overseas, wants to see that recreated here, except perhaps some politicians who think they can get away with a lot more than the American citizenry, I think, is willing to let them have. And that's the danger, is them miscalculating and reaching for more than they can grab.
Let's talk about the miscalculation. Let's say the miscalculation. We got 3.5 minutes. Let's talk about miscalculation. What's the first thing you think happens if they miscalculate and try to go that way?
Well, again, you know, as we mentioned earlier, it's going to wind up on YouTube. If they run into the wrong cat, and with 20-something million combat veterans in the U.S. from our last several wars, it very well could happen, they could end up with another Waco, where they go in on a raid and wind up getting bloodied really, really bad. And if it is part of a series of raids on law-abiding citizens, it could very well create the situation where people are going to start taking shots at cops, which, again, we don't want. Taking shots at politicians, you know, assassination attempts, which, again, we don't want. But when you push the people into the corner and they feel that their very lives and liberties are threatened, they're going to push back. And unfortunately, as they're talking Australian-style gun confiscation out of the mouths of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, there's a lot of folks really tensing up out there.
Well, yeah, and they're, you know, confiscation, the actual word itself has been used by Cuomo. It's been used by members of the New Jersey legislature. There's lots of them. And they have confiscation squads in California. So, I mean, this isn't it's not a new thing. It's just them finally getting out and admitting it. So much for the common sense, so much for the universal background checks. We know everything is sort of a stepping stone to this end goal. We get it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, I don't know of any gun owner who wants to get into a fight. Not one. They are, however, willing to protect their liberties and the liberties of their children and grandchildren. They will fight for posterity. And I think that anti-gun Democrats have pushed their agenda on America for so long and so hard without pushback that I think they overestimate their ability to force their will on the American people. And I don't see it coming to a good end.
Yeah, they sort of overestimated the whole we will follow orders of our civilian leadership thing, don't they?
Well, you know, we've got 1,100 Green Berets that signed a letter in January of 2013, warning Barack Obama that if he pushed forward with his gun control fantasies after Sandy Hook, that they were going to do what they do. Bill, what do Green Berets do?
They specialize in training indigenous people. If they parachuted into Greenville, South Carolina, they all speak Greenvillian. And they know how to take us, and they know our customs, and they know how to take us and turn us into a guerrilla fighting machine.
Indeed. The Green Berets exist for one reason, and that is to overthrow tyrannical governments. And 1,100 current and former Green Berets signed a very polite and very subtle but very distinct letter. And listeners can go Google Green Beret letter to Obama and read it for themselves. They very politely informed the commander-in-chief that, hey guys, we listen to the Constitution. We swore to the Constitution, not to any particular president or government. Be careful.
We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Bob Owens on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Once upon a time, I decided to build the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And I thought it was quite clever. I tried to copy my friend Such. I wasn't nearly as clever as him. And what I did put together, and what he put together, to be honest with you, was a little bit bigger, sort of unwieldy, not exactly practical. It would work, given a few things happening a certain way. Then Gico designed the Contact series. And the Contact series was something altogether different. One of their things was called the Traveler's Bag, which is a chest rig that sports the Scorpion line of Kydex ammunition pouches on the front of it, and it fits into a little bag that, you know, looks just a little bit bigger than your lunchbox. And the elegance, the lethal elegance employed by that, I took the ISIS welcome wagon bag and decommissioned it. I still have all the pieces. I didn't throw none of that away because I'm not crazy. But I did, I have switched the way I do things. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Talking the bad stuff that would happen if, you know, and this is all looming. I mean, this is not me and you playing conjecture. Joined again by Bob Owens from Bearing Arms. This is not me and you getting out there playing what if. Part one has already happened. We still got Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Part one has already happened.
I'm just asking in your wisdom.
Oh, okay. Well, if I was all wise, I wouldn't need guests to fill in the blanks for me, you know? It'd be sort of like Jurassic Park, where we're filling in the DNA with some questionable stuff. So the part one has already happened, so that die is sort of already cast, isn't it?
Depends on how you want to define that, I guess. You know, we've got some interesting things going on in this country. You know, we have got groups in this country that refers to anyone who wants to follow the views of the founding fathers as insurrectionists. Well, and they say that like it's a bad thing. Yes, guess what, guys? Our founders were insurrectionists. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, these guys were insurrectionists. We are a nation founded by insurrectionists, by men who wanted to be free from the shackles of oppressive government. And unfortunately, we now, after 200 plus years, have seen government inevitably grow and grab more and more power for itself. And we have one wing of one particular political party in particular that seems to be getting very, very greedy and really ballsy on what they want to try to take from the American people. And that is their liberty. And the way to take their liberty is to disarm them first. And once you have disarmed the citizenry, you can do whatever you wish to them, and nobody is going to be able to do squat about it.
Yeah, but that never works out. It never works out for those that would try that, though. It does to a certain degree. And they're able to do some absolute atrocities, but in the end, they all sort of meet their doom. But by the time that happens, they have, you know, they've made the news, haven't they? I mean, they've written themselves in history, killed a lot of people, just a lot of people just for existing.
Well, 200, and I've thrown this stat out on your show before.
Yep.
In the 20th century alone, 262 million people, far more than all the world wars, and nations, you know, war between states of the 20th century, far more people have been killed by their own governments than were ever killed in warfare in the 20th century. And the prelude to each and every one of these democides was disarming the citizenry, quote unquote, for the public good. Governments never disarm citizenries for the public good.
Right.
Governments disarm the citizenry so they have no opposition.
Isn't it, do you think what we've got going on right now in the country, in addition to the full-out assault on the Second Amendment, some of the things that we see, you wrote about the NYPD execution, we've seen the how Emmanuel correctly, I think, sort of calls it this, but he says the cops put themselves in a fetal position. I don't think they got put in that position. I don't think they put themselves in it. I think people like de Blasio and Emmanuel put him in that position. No. Rawlings put him in that position.
Absolutely. You've got these Democrat politicians, again, going for their own power, that have taken the Black Lives Matter movement, which is, if you look at who's funding it, it's all communists, Marxists, and socialists who are funding this thing. And it's a war on cops, you know? And that's not by accident. Law enforcement, more than 90% of them, favor strong concealed carry laws. They favor gun ownership because the cops on the street know that guns save lives. Guns prevent crime. It's the appointed police chiefs that have to kiss butt in these urban areas that are preaching gun control. The rank and file, and I just recently shot with a Chicago cop at gun sight, you know, these guys are very much in favor of your Second Amendment rights.
Isn't that going to be a problem for them? Because they've teed up the cops, they've cut the military, and now they're coming after our guns. Isn't that going to be, are we going to see Charles Schumer? And have you ever hung out with a bunch of politicians before, Bob?
I try to avoid that like the plague.
I understand, but I mean, you have been around a few, right?
I've been around a few, and it's really interesting that, especially on the right, remember, Democrats have been bashing the police and the military since the 60s, calling them baby killers, generally hating on them, and creating this mythology in their own minds that law enforcement officers and soldiers and Marines are these mindless killing machines that will go do whatever they were told to do without thinking. They have forgotten that these are American citizens, that these are people, and that they have their own minds, and they have an allegiance to the Constitution, not their political party, not any given government, especially not a corrupt one. When push comes to shove and somebody, some elected politician or bureaucrat tells these guys to start kicking in doors, you're going to
see... Yeah, what are they going... What then?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of these guys go, no. And, they're either going to refuse outright because it's an illegal order and they know it. Some are going to defect and they're going to bring their gear with them. And the rest of them are going to go through the motions or they're going to resign. Who on earth is going to sit there and carry out blatantly unconstitutional attacks on American citizens knowing that they have to live in these same American communities and that when they start attacking the American people, the American people are going to start coming after them? Nobody wants to put themselves in that position. And so they're not going to be a part of it. You know, they're going to stop on, most of them are going to stop simply on moral grounds that it's wrong. The rest of them are going to stop because it's not healthy.
We're going to come back and do a little more rabble-rousing after this coming up break. One more time, tell them how to find you, Bub.
I am at BearingArms.com, and you can find me on Twitter at Bob_Owens and on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, which is 2ND. What is it? See, I'm doing you.
2ND Supporters.
Second Amendment, 2ND Amendment Supporters.
There you go. I'm doing me, too. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Last time on the firing line on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number two get in. As we come to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, where I'm told they're having a special on the Scorpion line. You just have to use promo code UPGRADE. If you don't have any of those, I'd get some. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from Bearing Arms. Now, you sort of led the way also recently on the, what is it called, the Hearing Protection Act. You seem to get out there in front of everybody on that one.
Yeah, this is something that I've been pushing for a long time, and a little bird told me to keep my powder dry that something was coming, and lo and behold, it was. It is a wonderful, wonderful idea to bring America out of the Dark Ages and to bring us up to a European standard of suppressor use, where it's considered polite to use a silencer on your firearm to reduce noise levels and to keep from causing permanent hearing loss, which is going to cost us millions of dollars in health care costs. So I'm very much in favor of this bill, the Hearing Protection Act, which it will take suppressors out of the National Firearms Act, get rid of the nine-month waiting period, get rid of the $200 tax stamp, and treat a suppressor as you would a firearm. You go in, you do your 4473 form, you do your background check, you walk out the door with your can.
Why would you have to do a 4473 for a non-gun item? I mean, it's not a gun.
Well, this is true. But I believe that what they're trying to do is this is an incremental step down.
Ah.
They are, Democrats and the American public in general, let's be honest, are poorly misinformed about what suppressors and silencers do. They see them in Hollywood. They see them on television as a tool for assassins that completely silence a gun, and that's the context they know them in. They would not go for people being able to buy these at Walmart. It's not politically viable.
Well, I mean, they all the time point to England. They all the time point to England about this, and in England, where you can go to an Ace Hardware store and go, all right, I'm over here, I need some screws, I need me a new cordless drill, and oh yes, I'd like a silencer co-suppressor. Put it all on me MasterCard. And then you walk out with it. You can buy them anywhere. There's no restrictions at all on suppressors in Europe. It's actually considered quite civilized, isn't it?
There are some countries that are very good on suppressor use, there are some that are not in Europe. But by and large, the U.S. has got an antiquated policy on it. The National Firearms Act outlawed suppressors not because they were being used by gun or by gun-toting gangs in the Prohibition era, but because this Prohibition era was also during the Great Depression. And King FDR did not want the people shooting the king's deer when they were starving. And so that's what this boiled down to. It was a law that was trying to keep starving people from eating during the Great Depression and from hunting, subsistence hunting, basically. They were worried about the deer population being wiped out. And so we don't have that concern these days. We've got more deer than we know what to do with. We do know for a fact that these are not used by criminals. It is very easy to make a suppressor if criminals wanted to use them. Criminals prefer loud guns because loud guns terrify victims. So we need those of us who shoot a lot and have hearing loss, because even with hearing protection, you do suffer damage, would like to be able to double or triple up on our hearing protection and yep. wear plugs and muffs and have a suppressor on our guns, and especially those of us who like precision rifles, because get this, folks, suppressors make your guns more accurate as well if they're well made.
Do you think, I've seen Gavin Newsom, he's been out there, he wants to be governor of California. He's got to be more anti-gun than anybody. So he's out there in California, he's pushing a bunch of stuff that's already been defeated by itself. He's turning it into one big bill. And one of the things he's out there saying is that, you know, every year we have hundreds of preschool children that are murdered by guns, which is a made-up statistic that, you know, this doesn't happen that way. It might happen in Chicago, but we never hear about that, so it's all beside the point. Do you think there will be some made-up stats about how many people are killed with silencers every year as this goes forward? Do you think this actually passes?
You know, it's there. You'll never lose money predicting the far anti-gun left is going to lie about firearms. That's how they function. Shannon Watts is a professional liar, is what she does for a living. The guys over the Brady Bunch are professional liars, is what they do for a living. Josh Horowitz, Josh Sugarman are professional liars. The entire gun control industry is based on scaring the American people with lies. So, yes, I fully expect them to make up some sort of non-existent statistic, and I fully expect the national news media, who shares many of their same political views, to uncritically repeat these same claims.
I haven't seen that much of Shannon Watts lately. She's sort of gone dormant. Like, you know, Bloomberg, I think one of the reasons that Bloomberg, even with all of his money, he never catches any real wind in his sails is because he keeps rebranding.
Well, he has to keep rebranding because every time he finds an organization, or funds an organization, excuse me, people get arrested in the organization. As we constantly see with mayors against illegal guns, except for those that we have and we use against our spouses.
Right.
I believe that's the full name of the group.
Yes.
And then, you know, you have people like Watts who lie so consistently, and Everydown who lies so consistently that everybody knows not to trust them. So they end up having to come up with another brand to use because they so damaged the ones they've created. You know, and now they've got a new one out called The Trace.
Yeah, that's her.
Media Matters for America for Guns is what it boils down to. He's founded a fake news site where he's employing a mobster's daughter, I'm not kidding, to sit here and preach against quote-unquote gun violence.
I don't see that much out of them either. It just seems like he keeps – the Brady campaign – I don't know where they get their funding from. Likewise, the Josh brothers and some of the other Americans for Responsible Solutions. Giffords is a, well, I don't guess that's really that much Giffords now. It's probably Kelly, but she has a fundraising machine behind her. So I see where they get their money. I don't see how those other three get any money. Shannon Watts, she's funded, you know, completely by Bloomberg. But I mean, I'm just, you know, I thought that she was going to stick around. I thought she might have had some anti-gun legs, but, I mean, she really has become a non-factor here recently.
Yeah, well, you know, funding for all these initiatives comes down to about three groups. You've got Bloomberg, which is bankrolling the entire every town, Moms Demand, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, except for those that we use in crime faction, he's put $50 million in himself. The Joyce Foundation, which helped put Barack Obama in office, is another huge factor. And George Soros and Steve Ballmer, Bill Gates, it's a bunch of left-wing billionaires. And that's what's so funny, is the gun control debate is a bunch of elitist left-wing billionaires with heavily armed private security against the American people.
Well, I knew about the Joyce Foundation. I guess I knew about Soros and everything. I just don't. I guess they do it a little more clandestinely, don't they? They're more versatile. I don't know which. They have a more diversified portfolio of liberal things they fund as well. I know Joyce Foundation is heavily invested in climate change, as an example. But in any event, before we run out of time, one more time, and I'm using the same word twice in one sentence. Tell people how to find Bob Owens.
Absolutely. You can find me online on the interwebs at bearingarms.com, and you can come visit us on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, and that's 2ND Amendment Supporters on Facebook.
Check him out. He's there every day, except when he's away. He's become quite the gunfighter, Bob has. He's been taking a lot of classes. I envy him a great deal. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Do it again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.